Blog Talk Radio.
So sad. And now. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Welcome to the 500th episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. Besides reading these intros, the only thing I've done 500 times is send Rob spam emails claiming new metal is back when you click this link. He clicks the link every time, like a little Russian-Iranian mouse trying to get the cheese out of the mousetrap. So sad. And now it's time for the Metal Injection Livecast.
Well, but new metal is back though, right guys? I mean, you're the gatekeeper, right? So isn't that sort of up to you?
New metal is back, guys.
We did it.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, the 500th episode. And we are supersized with two heavy metal legends in training. You're not there. You're not at the legend level yet. You haven't put in the time.
What?
You're like on your first, like legend. Kind of
I got
an old person.
Piss,
you know?
In the hallway of the Russian night train more times.
Then you will be a legend. That's Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder and Dave Davidson from Revocation.
Hello.
Rob's been doing this thing where he negs every guest for some reason. I've told him that's not a good idea.
We have some all right guests this week.
No, we have awesome guests. Thank you so much, the two of you, for coming on the show, being a part of the five. This is history. This is history in the making.
Why do you sound so accusatory?
This is history, damn it, Sid!
Why are you so angry?
500 is a lot.
Yeah. That's over 1,000 hours of us speaking on the internet forever. Even after we die, maybe. If we keep paying the bill for the hosting, for the audio.
No, people will still have the files.
Oh, some maybe. People will. You're right.
They save it to the hard drive.
I'm having a chocolate.
How is it?
Mmm.
Are those the peanuts with chocolate or
almonds?
I don't know what's in the middle.
It's a nut.
Hope you're not allergic.
Well, that would make for an interesting show.
Yeah,
that's true. Trevor just starts breaking out in hives like instantly.
Does anyone in this room know CPR? Anyone?
I've seen it before.
You should have asked that before you put fucking almonds out. What are you doing?
That wasn't me. That was Rob.
Oh, Rob? Rob doesn't care.
I mean, hey.
Rob's doing
We're all adults
show.
Here.
We have time to YouTube it.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I saw a story that someone performed CPR because they saw Michael Scott do it on The Office. That's how they figured out how to do it.
Story, yeah.
So if Michael Scott can do it, we can do it. Someone can call in and coach us through it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lifeguard listening somewhere.
EMT.
But it is the 500th episode, and we're going to kick things off momentarily with our favorite game show, because that's we're coming in hot for episode 500. Mm-hmm. It's Death or No Death. We're going to be playing the game. That's right. It's going to be exciting. You guys are going to be playing for some of our listeners. You'll be representing our listeners. And if you win, they win. That's how you guys don't win anything, though.
I just want to say it's so unfair that Trevor's playing this game because he knows every single death metal band in existence. It's like playing baseball and like he's like
well all you
gotta
do is ask me about anything else period in the entire world.
I don't know if this matters or not, but the definition of death metal is very loose. Like there are punk bands and there's like glam rock and like, you know, distorted fuzz noise like rock bands and
even
stuff.
So Trevor's got all that shit unlocked pretty well. So
see it on display.
Good thing you're on my team then, right?
I think we're playing against each other.
No, we're on. Well, you are sort of playing against each other, but the team with the highest score is going to play the team with the. It's going to be celebrities against hosts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So the one person from
which
team
am
go.
I on? Just to clarify.
Motherfucker.
By the way, you could be a part of the show if you give us a call. The number to dial is 213 Wide Nut. 213-943-3688.
Still laugh every time too, Dave. It's all right.
I'm so used wide to nut. It. And then when I see the other people who haven't heard it laugh, I'm like, oh, yeah, wide nut.
Yeah, I remember when I laughed at wide nut.
So jaded. I hate myself.
And don't let them take wide nut away.
Kids, enjoy wide nut while you're young.
Then they become long nuts.
Yeah. Well, if you on you, they do.
And, you know, this week, I'm still a little hungover from this past weekend. It was NAMM, the National Association of Music Merchant Convention, and both of you were there. I don't think I actually ran into either.
I actually didn't step foot inside the fest, but I was nearby at the Anaheim House of Blues doing that thing with the Medal Allegiance.
You were part of the Allegiance.
I was nearby. Mm-hmm. You know, I was entertaining NAMM goers, I think.
And were they entertained?
They seemed to like it somewhat.
He actually was supposed to be at NAMM, but he booked that because he heard you were coming to it. So he wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, I was like, I saw you like from afar, and I ran right through the wall.
The reverse Kool-Aid man.
Story of my life.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, like ran through the wall.
Trevor shaped hole in the wall. Like the Flintstone.
And Dave, you were running around the convention.
Yeah, I was there for a couple of days.
Doing some signing, showing off your guitar.
Well, you know, he plays guitar and stuff, so like, he's got like a purpose at NAMM, you know what I mean?
I got to try a couple fun toys while I was there. It was cool, yeah. I premiered a guitar, signature guitar through Jackson, and I also premiered a signature pedal through Dunnable, which is a Sasha from Intronauts pedal company. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty busy actually for me, but it was a lot of fun. I got to catch up with a bunch of friends as well.
Did you get starstruck at any point? Did you get any any interactions that you were like, hey, I'm talking to this person?
No, I didn't really get starstruck, but you know, it was cool seeing just a bunch of rad musicians like hanging out. Oh, I saw like a couple jazz dudes that I'm like really into. I bumped into Julian Lodge and dude Nir Felder, so I introduced myself to those two. Those are probably like the two dudes that I was like, I guess, starstruck by the most, just because I've like worked on like transcribing their shit before and stuff like that.
That's cool.
Do you pretty much go every year?
Pretty much. I think I've missed like, I'm probably going for the past, I want to say 5 years or so, but I think I missed one because we were on tour or maybe we were recording or something.
I mean, like conventions can kind of get overwhelming, but the 2 years that I went was really fun. Does it get old? Where like,
I love it. I like it's an opportunity to like link up with like a bunch of homies like from tour that you don't normally get to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I've developed a really good rapport with the endorsers, you know, the companies that are endorsing me or whatever. So it's not like it's this cold, like, all right, we're going to talk numbers or whatever. It's like, you know, we're like hanging out, like shooting the shit. It's a good, like, kind of like family environment. Like I always like go hang out with like the DiMarzio family, for example, and they're just like pouring glasses of wine and hanging out. It's just like a good time. All
I thought you said porn glasses.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Porn glasses. Yeah.
That was in Vegas.
That's
at the
Vegas,
time.
Pouring with an apostrophe. Yeah.
I got it.
Put on your porn glasses.
They already have porn printed inside the glasses.
They just they
cut out the middleman.
They beam the images directly
onto
your retina.
You don't need Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything you look at just
wow, the technology at NAMM is just next level.
Yeah, it's a good. There's a lot of people at that booth.
I've only been through NAMM once, and we went when we didn't have a drummer, and we were looking for a drummer, which was the most moronic place in the entire world to look for.
What, like, did you just go to the drum section and be like, "You're hired"?
Well, they had like some kind of double bass speed competition. Uh-huh. And once we got there, we realized you didn't actually have to like do it on time or with any kind of lawlessness whatsoever. You could just go as fast as you could. And whoever did that the fastest was the fastest guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty disappointing that that was like,
oh,
but we came out there, you know, but you know, we just had the wrong idea, you know. Otherwise it was like lots of alcohol, lots of zebra striped cowboy hats.
Yes.
A lot of those.
A lot of teased hair still.
Yeah, a lot of like, yeah, teased hair. It's where the rockers, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you manage to go to that party at the Hilton?
I'm very excited to say that I avoided the Hilton this year. It was
wow.
It was pretty awesome.
That is impressive. Everyone seems to get sucked in there like it's some kind of, you know, party.
Yeah, and it's always like, I mean, it's the closest bar to the convention, so it's always super packed. way too expensive for like terrible service. You know, like there's nothing good about it except the people there. You know, like it's like you get to see, you know, like you were saying, people you don't usually hang out with, but I happened to avoid it. I was very proud of myself.
I cannot say the same.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think that party is good for like people watching. If you enjoy,
oh,
that
it's
kind
the
of
best
stuff.
To see like the game I like to play is Nikki Six or LA. It's like, oh, is that Nikki Six or is that just
just another guy? Just your average NAM guy.
Just your average LA guy. Also, David Lee Roth or LA, like 80s David Lee Roth or LA.
Oh,
but
well.
It's usually just LA.
Oh, I saw a dude just fully passed out. Like.
Was it David Lee Roth?
No. He just like looked like someone's dad, but he was freaking hammered at like this party, and like we like kind of had to like give him like the all right, man, like falling asleep on the couch, and literally no one knows who you are, how you got in here, like so you gotta go. And he was like, we're like took his glass of wine, and we're like, you should probably leave that behind. He's like, fuck you, man. Just like kind of like kept going, and we're like, all right, see you later, dude. And then like I was still hanging out at the party for like another like. This was like a hotel, like a party in like a suite, basically. So I was there for maybe like another hour or so. And then when I left, like on my way back to the elevator, saw that guy just like passed out in front of like someone else's hotel room, just like out like a light, snoring on the floor of like the Hilton.
Yeah, my hero. You know,
that was Mr. Fender. That was Dave Fender. A little too much. Is there a Mr. Fender? I don't even know.
I mean, there's Leo Fender
here. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that
was that guy.
It was his cousin.
Typical Leo. Well, that's why I feel like staying at the Hilton is just ridiculous, because you're getting charged convention weekend pricing, and then you have to put up with hooligans in the hallways.
Hooligans!
A bunch of riffraff in the hallways, because people have parties, and then like people stumble out getting kicked out because they shouldn't be
there.
Rob,
some people enjoy
that's part
that.
Of the charm, you know?
Yeah.
I usually stay like maybe about like a mile or two away, so it's wise.
The key is to like stumble into one of those hotel parties and use the bathroom where they have all the liquor and the ice in the bathtub, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're just a stranger peeing and just ripping their Jägermeister or whatever you fancy, you know? I've been that guy before.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, those are the best parties, when the sink is the the cooler for the drinks. Okay, very cool. Well, I think we should start this game. We should get the party started.
Mm-hmm. Rob and I have to – wait, hold on. I wanted to be high for this a little bit.
Yeah. You want to take a music break?
Not particularly a music break, but I can go. I think I might have a joint, or we can do the volcano, Rob.
Whatever you want to do now. It's up to you.
I love hearing that.
Trevor, do you have a preference?
The joint sounds great, but, you know, I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
It's happening now.
I wanted to ask Trevor, like, so are you guys going to be working on an album now? Because it's like the Black Dahlia cycle is now on.
Right. Yes, we are working on an album.
Mm-hmm.
But we're supposed to be off right now, but somehow we keep booking all this stuff.
people just want to hear you guys live.
I guess it's a good problem to have, I guess, you know.
That's cool. And I heard the new Gargoyle track. That sounded pretty cool.
I love it.
Thank you. We put out two songs, actually.
Oh, I missed. I was at NAMM.
Oh, gotcha.
He was in the shit.
Yeah.
In the bush.
An EP we did titled Azomatis. That came out on Friday. Relatively new, and we're excited for people to hear it. The feedback we've gotten so far has been really cool. So.
That's cool. Yeah, I remember the last time you were a guest on the show, you spoke about it. I was very excited to hear it.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And
I love it. I think it's new when there's not much new in the world.
Mm. And of course, Trevor is a Metal Injection colleague, monthly column, the obituarist.
Yes.
The obituarist.
Yeah. Sean, the butcher from SiriusXM, wanted me to tell you thank you on the air for like a Godzilla band.
Oxygen Destroyer.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I heard he's been playing that. That's very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All thanks to you.
Spreading the gospel, man. Spreading it around.
All right.
Okay, so I got the joint. This is just going to warm us up while we heat up the volcano.
Okay.
You want me to just like read the rules while you're all getting high and wasted?
Let's hear the rules for death or no death.
They got it. You're going to hit the music.
I'm gonna need a second.
Oh, okay. All right, I can just play.
Okay. All right, welcome to Death or No Death, the game show where you decide if the metal bands are real or if they are fake. For the purposes of this game, metal is a very loose term, not to be taken too literally. These bands could be anything from glam to punk to prog rock to hard rock to sludge, all the way back to black metal to grind to power violence. Also, for a band to be considered real, they must have at least one legit music track available on a reputable music or video site like Bandcamp, Last.fm, SoundCloud, YouTube, etc. Play two rounds of six categories each where three bands are real and one is fake. Each question is worth 1 point. We're doing something special here on the show today. Rather than the usual every man for himself, we're going to split into teams. We have celebrities versus live cast hosts. It's going to be Dave and Trevor versus Rob and Sid. And the player on each team who has the most points. They didn't high five, by the way. That was a celebrity team.
High five, Rob, enough.
There's no solidarity on the other team.
Yeah,
I already see dissension in the ranks. The player on each team that scores the most points will square off against the other player on the other team that scored the most points in the lightning round. And for our biggest show, our 500th show, we will have a whopping 50 questions, real or fake, in hyper speed, and the highest score is the winner. Each one of our contestants today will be playing for a caller to win a prize package. Our callers, Lord Reindeer. Trevor will be playing for Lord Reindeer. Dave is going to be playing for Colombian Neckbeard. Sid is playing for Danger Escape Plan.
All right.
And Rob is playing for Douglas Levison. Now, Rob, why don't you tell them about the prize package they can win?
Sure. The grand prize, the person who wins the game will get two pieces of merchandise from the Metal Injection Livecast store. So you can get T-shirts, the phone cases, the baby
thing. ATV with the Metal Injection logo on it.
Yeah. And the runner-up will get one of those prizes.
Now, before we get to the category, I just want to say the last time was a real crusher, probably the hardest game I ever made. So I eased up a little bit. A few of these bands are on fairly large labels. It might be a little bit larger, less obscure, but only a few. So, Noah, are you ready to read our categories?
I just have to move over to my special seat.
We're going to let the music play and have some moving music while Noah moves to her seat.
Rob is wearing his loveliest unclean sweatpants. No, they're just like regular, like gray, like charcoal.
I used to have those when I was a kid.
Zubaz?
Yeah.
You should get a new pair, man. They're still around.
Yeah, the comfort is definitely what I'm looking for these days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The problem is, though, they're like paper thin. You know, you can only really wear them summer, spring, not really a winter wear.
Right.
Which I feel is when they are most needed, you know, that's when you need the paint.
You could wear them as like long johns, though.
Well, if you got, you know, skids instead, they're at least, you know, flannel, right?
That's true. If you get the brown Zubaz, yeah.
We're going back to pants from the Hammer and Vanilla Ice era, which is what brings me right to.
All right, Noah, tell us about our categories for round one, please.
Certainly, Darren. Our categories for round one, general knowledge, four legs good, sick burn, Yeti player one, death sentence, and of course the classic black metal Jabberwocky.
Now let's turn it over to our guest, Trevor, to pick a category, please.
Do you want to show him the category?
Yeah, show me again. Let's go with Yeti Player One. That one made me giggle a little bit.
Yeti Player One. These are all bands that mention the word Yeti. Very simple. Okay. Telekinetic Yeti. Yeti on horseback. Footage of a Yeti. Or Yeti, a love story. Three of these bands are real. One is fake.
Three are real.
Believe it or not, at least three bands chose to name their band.
Let's hear them all again, please.
All right. Do we deliberate or do we each answer individually?
Everybody individually.
We're going to go to teams in alternation. So Sid would go first, then Dave, then Rob.
Okay.
Telekinetic Yeti. Yeti on horseback. Footage of a Yeti. And Yeti,
a love story. Sid, you're going to go first.
Can I go off the board and say Yeti Mercury?
That could have been the title of the category.
Yeti on horseback.
Yeti on horseback, Sid says. Now let's go to Dave.
Dave, do you want to see the paper with you? Right.
Pass that around.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go.
Yeah, I'm going Yeti on horseback, too.
Yeti on horseback. And Rob?
I'm going to go Yeti, a love story.
Yeti, a love story. Sid. I'm sorry, Sid already went. Trevor.
I am also going to go Yeti, a love story.
Yeti, a love
and
story.
And this is for the band that this doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, that's we're picking fake ones.
We're picking the fake.
Okay. All right, man. Well, my mind is thoroughly blown already. We
get ready for lots of mind-blowing.
Okay, I am ready.
It's death or no death. Well, guys, for our first question, the correct answer, the fake band is Yeti, a love story.
Yeah!
All right.
High five.
Somehow that was dumber than the rest of me.
That's why Yeti. I thought it was real. I was like, that's the dumbest one.
Yeah. Yeti, a love story is actually a trauma film.
One
of the lesser known trauma.
You want to start a band called Yeti, a love story, Dave?
We're doing it
tonight.
It's happening.
Okay, now we're going to go over to Rob.
Well, the score. Let's do the scores. What is the score?
So is anyone? I thought Sid was in the score, but I guess.
Oh,
that's okay. Usually you do it.
I can score.
Noah can score. Noah's doing everything today. She's my Vanna White.
Rob and Trevor.
So we have our teams are tied at one as well. Now, Noah, would you like to read the categories remaining in round one?
Why, yes, I would, Darren. Okay. General knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Four legs good. Sick burn. I can't say it any other way. Death sentence and black metal Jabberwocky.
All right, who gets to pick?
Rob.
Oh, I get to pick. Black metal Jabberwocky.
All right, this is our classic category. Fan favorite. These are funny foreign band names. Very simple. Funny foreign band names. Valta Kunta. Valfilpula. Valpurgia. Or Valonsurma. One of these is fake. Three are real.
Three are. That's always the part that just kills me.
Real
three
real.
Of these are real.
Let's go to Trevor first.
I'm going to go with C.
C is Valpurgia, correct?
Valpurgia.
Okay. Sid?
I'm going to go with B.
B is Valfilpula.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm going B, too. It just sounds so silly.
The others don't?
No, but that just sound like...
It's next level.
The other ones sound like maybe it's like one of Dracula's henchmen or something. But
So Valfilpula. And I think Rob?
Yes, I have not picked my choice. let's see. I'll do Valpurgia.
Valpurgia. Well, guys, the correct answer, the fake band is Valfilpula.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
Valfilpula is a third line center for the New York Islanders hockey player. Valtteri Filppula, nicknamed Val.
Wow.
Did anyone score on that?
Yeah,
yes, Sid and Dave.
Sid and Dave. So the team's still amazingly tied.
Neck and neck.
Right.
Way to go, Dave. I blew it.
All right. Team effort. Know our categories, please.
Yes.
I was running up the marathon.
I can do the categories.
No. I'm on a roll here. Okay. General knowledge. Four legs good. Sick burn. And death sentence.
Dave, your turn to pick.
Let's go with four legs good.
Four legs good. These are bands that mention animals in the title. Bands that mention animals. And Rob, be ready to go. You're going to go first. Their dogs were astronauts. Bears doing human things. Pigs. Or my armadillo is not your sex toy. Three are real. One is fake.
Man, it's really tough between the last two. I really thought there's no way. Pigs could be a real band. But then I heard My Armadillo is Not Your Sex Toy, and I'm like, well, that seems even less likely
to
be.
They're both so dumb. It's where do you go?
Which is not to say bears doing human things or their dogs were astronauts aren't dumb names, but I could see their dogs were astronauts being like a silly Metalcorian, like
there was a dog astronaut.
Did you say Metalcorian?
Metalcorian band, yes.
option in the next category.
I'm going to go with...
I love taking that class in high school.
Yeah. Metalcorian history.
I'm going to go with pigs.
Trevor goes.
I'm pretty much in the same boat where it's down to the last two, for sure.
Can't do 50-50s.
I'm going to go with D.
Hey, my armadillo's not your sex toy.
Yeah,
Sid?
That's me.
I was so convinced it was D that now I've convinced myself that it's B, so I'm going to go with bears doing human things.
Okay. And Dave?
I want to go with pigs to the seventh power.
So pigs times seven. Well, I can tell you, the pigs is a real band.
Fuck.
No!
They call themselves Pigs Times Seven for convenience. They're a sludge band. Also, Bears Doing Human Things is a deathcore band, so you kind of got that close. Correct answer is My Armadillo is Not Your Sex Toy.
Damn it!
Very good. Who did anyone get that right?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
The Pigs was just so stupid.
It really is not.
So stupid. It was real.
They have an internet presence. They're not a really small
If it
band.
Was like two pigs shorter, I wouldn't have thought
so. Okay, Noah, categories, please.
Darren, would you like me to recap the score?
Oh, yeah, please. That's a good idea.
Okay, we've got Rob with one, Sid with one, Dave with one, and Trevor with one.
So Trevor has two.
Two.
Oh. I just want to see if everyone's saying
something's wrong. We've done four questions here. So that's the total of 4 points.
No.
All right? Oh, we did three. We only did three questions.
Three.
Yeah.
It has to be a total of three points. What did we do? Let's see. We did Four Legs Good. We did Yeti Player One. And we did Black Metal Jabberwock.
Yeah. Two got the first one right. Two got the second one right.
You're right.
One got the third one.
Sorry.
We're all good.
Correct. All right. What are our categories, Noah?
We still have General Knowledge left. Sick Burn. And Death Sentence.
I think Sid picks.
I will go with Death Sentence.
Death Sentence. These are band names that are discrete, full, grammatical, declarative statements.
Right?
Subject and predicate. Okay. Ready? Here we go. A. One of our dinosaurs is missing. B. The map says we're fucked. C. Pac-Man ate my donut. But D, I hate when elevator doors open up and a raptor appears in front of me.
I mean, that has to be real.
That's
so
the one
stupid.
I couldn't get through.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm mad at all the rest of
them. Dave's going to go first.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Cause, I mean, my gut is telling me how could D be real, but then, again, I've been burned before, you know? So I'm maybe going to go with B. The map says we're fucked.
Okay. So Rob goes.
Well, that's of all of these, the reason I would pick B is because there's no way iTunes is listening to a band called the map says we're fucked.
Yeah.
But then I could be overthinking it. They could be a Bandcamp-only type of band. I feel like Bandcamp doesn't have those restrictions. Mm-hmm. Pac-Man ate my donut. They're touring with the bear band from the last the last category, so that has to be real. The only reason I would say I hate when elevator doors open up and a raptor appears in front of me would be real is because that would be too many categories where the last one is the fake one. But I could be overthinking it.
Yeah.
One of our dinosaurs is missing. I'm going to go with that one because that sounds like the most real one.
That is A. Okay.
A.
And Trevor?
I'm going to go with C. Pac-Man ate my donut.
All right. And Sid?
I am also going to go with C.
C. Pac-Man. Well, the only one who scores is Rob. The correct answer is what?
Dave go?
Dave went.
Oh, he went. Sorry.
Yeah. The correct answer is one of our dinosaurs is missing.
Wow.
Very good job.
I talked myself through it.
That definitely sounds like it should be like a weird like... instrumental jet band or something.
Yeah. The Raptor one, grindcore, Pac-Man and my donut, deathcore. The map says we're fucked is a quote from Nightmare on Elm Street, and that's a power violence band.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're down to two left, I believe, in this category.
I appreciate that you have the genres too, that you can let us know who these bands are.
Noah. our categories.
Okay. We have two left in round one.
Oh, my gosh.
We have general knowledge and sick burns.
And who are we up to pick now? The category? I think Sid, right?
I just picked.
All right. So Trevor.
Go with sick burn.
Sick burn. All right. These are bands that contain the word burn. You guys ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Burning butt hairs. Burn the orphanage. Burning sack of midgets. Or trapped within burning machinery. I think Rob's going to go first. Oh, Sid goes first. Sorry. Sid goes first.
I was going to say A because I hope that's fake, but then I also hope C is fake. But I'll go with my initial instinct and say burning butt hairs.
Burning butt hairs. Okay, Dave.
Oh, boy.
This is important.
Yeah, I burning butt hairs. I got to go with that one.
Burning butt hairs.
That really is stupid. I agree.
Rob?
Okay.
Feel burning sack of midgets.
Okay.
It wouldn't fly in today's PC culture. I'm talking about C.
And Trevor.
They're little people.
I also think it's C.
C, burning sack of midgets.
Pretty fucking sure burning butt hairs is
real. Burning butt hairs is real. I'm happy to tell everybody in case you want to Google them. That's a grind band. But nobody scored in this round.
Oh.
The fake band was Burn the Orphanage,
which
I took from TV Tropes. You wear that site, TV Tropes? It's a screenwriting trope, Burn the Orphanage, when you want to make someone a really terrible person. It's called
Orphanage. Would be a fantastic band name.
Burning Sack of Midgets is a thrash band. I actually listened to them, and they weren't bad.
Wow.
The compiling. See, I thought Burn the Orphanage was like guaranteed deathcore band.
It does sound like a band. That's why I
sometimes
chose it.
When it sounds real, then you know it's fake too. This it's a very hard game.
That's a very good
psychological game.
Yeah. It's a very good verb, the noun band name.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just to give you a
I think Burn the Orphanage. I could have sworn they opened for us, you know, Milwaukee or something.
A little behind.
No,
the
that
scenes.
Was Spurn the Orphanage.
Spurn. Oh, right.
I was going to say back behind the scenes that I just thought up Burn the Orphanage and I Googled it to see if it was real and it turned out to be that TV Tropes thing. So it should be a band.
Yeah.
Well, we're
hopefully now.
One category left in this round, and that's general knowledge. These are going to be bands with military ranks in their name. Okay.
All right.
Like general. Sergeant Moshpit. Lieutenant Pussy Fart.
Oh, yeah, it's Lieutenant Pussyfong. Yeah.
Admiral Sir Cloudsley Shovel or Clit Commander. And I believe, is it not Sid? I think Trevor starts.
Let me see the list, Noah. Okay. I'm going to go with A, Sergeant Mosh Pit. I don't really know what's pulling me over that way.
It's so good, though.
I just have an inkling.
All right, Rob.
All right. Well, Click Commander, isn't that like a Jay and Silent Bob reference? So I feel like.
Doesn't mean I don't want to lead
true,
you astray.
Right.
A band could have named themselves after that.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It would seem more likely that a band that's a famous Jay line, but that could be throwing me off the scent. Mm-hmm. Oh, things are tough. It's deep in the game. Pen and Pussy Fart just rolls off the tongue, so that has to be real. I'm going to go Admiral Sir Cloudsley Shovel, but I think I'm going to regret it.
Okay. Dave?
Oh, man. You know, Sergeant Moshpit sounds real, so I'm going to say that it's fake.
Okay.
That's fake.
Okay.
All right. And Sid.
I'll go with Clit Commander.
Clit Commander. Well, Sergeant Mosh Pit, incorrect. That's a sort of melodic death band.
Can't win.
Clit Commander is grind. Admiral Sir Cloudsley Shovel is a hard rock band, actually. 70s style hard rock band.
No.
Lieutenant Pussy Fart is the correct answer.
Damn it!
Nobody chose it. I'm shocked.
I psyched myself out with that one. I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. It has to be real.
I thought that was one of the, like, gimmies. I don't know. I'm surprised.
Wasn't that the top rank you reached in the Boy Scouts, Rob?
Oh, come
on.
So shitty. I just imagine, like, a mp3.com page with it.
But like I always say when we do this game, give it a week. Lieutenant Pussy Fart might be a band.
All these bands will be taken.
Yeah.
No, would you like to recap the scores and the team standings as we enter round two?
Yes. Nothing has changed from the last time that I read the score.
Okay.
So we everyone don't. Except for Trevor has 1 point, and Trevor has...
I had 2 points. I got
a second one
right, didn't I? Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Which one did you get right?
I'm pretty sure Rob
okay.
got a second
Let's
one right.
Next
I'm
game,
not
I'm not keeping
score for
well,
this,
give me a
for
piece
this second.
Of paper so I could write or something, man. You want to
keep... Rochelle.
You've been deputized.
We need a pen now.
We're going to assume that's correct. And, oh, I think Rob does have 2 points. So we'll go 2-2-1-1. And now, Noah, please read the categories for round two.
Categories for round two are Here, Kitty Kitty, Sound of a Drown. Oh, no, I'm sorry. System of a Drown, Get Your Fix, Finding Emo, X Marks the Spot, and Wait, What?
That's a returning category. Wait, what? Very popular last time. Sid, you're going to pick a category.
I'll go with, what was that, Here, Kitty, Kitty?
Here, Kitty, Kitty. These are bands that relate to cats, things about cats.
Do we want to wait till Rob gets back?
He can see the list. A, Kitten Remains. B, Electric Pussy Cult. C, Hello Hairball. Or D, Apocalypse Meow. Three are real, as always. One is fake. And Trevor's going to go first. Three very real bands here.
I'm going to go with A, Kitten Remains.
Kitten Remains. And Rob.
I feel like they opened for all of their remains recently. No. I'm going to go D, Apocalypse Meow.
Apocalypse Meow. Dave.
Hello Hairball for me.
Hello Hairball and Sid.
I am also going to go Apocalypse Meow.
Apocalypse Meow is a pop punk band. It's a real
boo!
Band. The correct answer is Hello Hairball. Wow. Dave scores.
Back
on
the board.
The celebrities move into the lead. All right.
Yar.
By the way,
are we all keeping track of our own score? How's this working?
I just gave you a point.
Yeah. I thought you're scoring for us, right?
Oh, great.
Thanks. She got a phone.
Oh, we got
okay, right. Noah, our categories, please. And Trevor is going to pick.
Okay. We have System of a Drown, Get Your Fix, Finding Emo, X Marks the Spot, and Wait, What?
Let's go with Finding Emo.
Finding Emo. These
oh
are extremely sad or emo sounding band names.
This is going to be hard.
Very sad names. A, My Shroud of Silent Tears. B, He Who Built My Hearse. C, Autumn Rain Melancholy. D, Eternity Stands Still. Three real, one fake. Rob, your choice.
Ooh. Eternity. Oh,
not a choice.
Go. I'm gonna go B. He Who Built My Hearse.
He Who Built My Hearse. Dave.
I'm going My Shroud of Silent Tears. It sounds too real, and like the emo to have tears in the name, it just seems maybe a little bit on the nose. So I'm gonna go My Shroud of Silent Tears.
Okay, Sid.
I'm gonna go Autumn Rain Melancholy because it just sounds like it came out of like a random like indie name generator.
Uh-huh.
It's so generic.
Okay, and Trevor.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You see, it's just something's not right.
Autumn Rain Melancholy. Well, guess what? Dave's on a roll. The correct answer is My Shroud of Silent Tears.
Oh yeah, hey, I'm on. I'm on to you now.
Well done.
To your tricks.
But all goth bands except He Who Built My Hearse, which was a doom metal. Okay. Categories, Noah, please. Sid is going to pick one now.
All right, Sid. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have System of a Drown, Get Your Fix, thank you, Darren, X Marks the Spot, and Wait, What?
Let's do Wait, What?
Wait, what? These are bands that don't actually make sense when you really think about what they're saying.
This is a good category. I remember this one from last time.
Monochrome nausea. Ejaculation beyond diarrhea boundaries.
Wait, what?
Rancid ectomy or dismembered crucifix. And Trevor's going to go first.
What?
Monochrome nausea, because nausea is not a physical object that would have a color, you would think, right? And diarrhea boundaries. And some sort of prison, maybe coated with diarrhea.
Have you heard of any of these bands before, Trevor? Okay.
I'm going with D.
D. Dismembered crucifix. Because a crucifix normally wouldn't have a body, you would think.
Yeah, like what part of it?
Some of them have
like
the
top of
the Christ on it.
Good, that's a fair point. I don't want to lead you in any direction.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, Rob, your turn. Read them again for the audience. Monochrome nausea, ejaculation beyond diarrhea boundaries, rancidectomy, or dismembered crucifix.
I'm going to go with C, rancidectomy. There's already a rancid. That's
yeah.
Just poor branding.
Rancid ectomy. And Dave?
I'm going to say... I never thought I would say this sentence out loud. Ejaculation beyond diarrhea boundaries.
Okay. EBDB. Sid?
I'll go with rancidectomy.
Rancidectomy. Well, the correct answer, guys, the fake band is dismembered crucifix.
Oh,
what's up?
The other three, very, very real, believe it or not. All have songs online and everything. Especially, I can't believe ejaculation beyond diarrhea boundaries.
I knew you guys didn't make that up. That's just too, it's too wild. It's too wild to not be real.
Yeah.
All right. Next categories, Nella.
Okay. We still have System of a Drown, Get Your Fix, Marks the Spot.
That's Dave's opinion.
System of a Drown,
guys. These are band names that mention specifically women drowning. Very misogynistic.
Oh,
women drowning. Okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Sorry. Drowning Hope. The Drowning of Melissa. Jennifer Will Drown. Or Jane Doe Drowned. Sid goes first.
I'll say Jane Doe Drowned.
Jane Doe Drowned.
I don't even know why.
Trevor.
The Drowning Melissa. I hate that one the most.
Now, let me see. Hey, Rob.
Drowning Hope sounds like an ABC drama.
It does.
I'm going to do B.
Drowning All right. Hope. Drowning Hope and Dave.
Jennifer Will Drown, C.
Jennifer Will Drown. Well, guys, these are all terrible, but the correct answer, the fake band is The Drowning of Melissa.
Wow.
Very nicely done.
Damn it, Trevor. Damn it.
Trevor.
I'm everywhere.
Can we just get a quick...
I know so much about shitty.
Very good. You're doing good. What's the score? Can we get a halfway point recap?
Trevor at 4,
mm-hmm.
Dave at 2, Rob at 2...
So Trevor's running away with it right now.
Trevor's
in fact, the celebrities are killing it.
Are we keeping into account what we did for last round as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I should have 3, I think.
I have David's 3.
I think I gave the scorekeeper a little late.
Yeah.
Okay. It was tied.
I think between the two of us, we'll get it right.
Okay. All right, we got 2 left, Noah. What are our categories, please?
Okay. We have Get Your Fix. And X marks the spot.
I think we're up to Rob. Rob picks.
Well, then I'm going to go with Get Your Fix.
Get Your Fix, celebrating the 500th episode of our show. These are band names with Injection in the title.
Oh, wow.
Injection.
I love it.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Here you go. A, brake fluid injection. B, urethral injection.
Oh.
C, fecal matter injection.
Oh.
Or D, cum injection. Three are real.
Well, I can't say I haven't heard one of these shouted, echoed at me. That would be D.
Oh, really?
Well, I usually...
Well, you
probably
should injection, but
I
they
usually,
wouldn't phrase it.
Right, they would, right. They would say fecal matter injection. Like, oh, that's right. Pretty eloquent.
Trevor goes.
All right, let me see those bad Larrys. I'm going to go with D, cum injection. I don't know why this is the one. I just feel like...
A little too on the nose for you.
Yeah, you know, it's just a... It's still waiting to be taken, guys. Get excited. I better hope I'm right, so you can name your band that.
There's a line somewhere between cum and fecal matter that one is on the other side.
Yeah.
It goes first.
I'm going to do brake fluid injection.
Brake fluid. Okay, Dave?
It's between cum injection and brake fluid injection for me. I don't know. I think I'm going with Trevor. I feel like cum injection should be a name, but maybe just no one put those together yet. So
cum injection.
And then I get to pick. I see. I'm gonna go fecal matter injection. It's like it's too polite.
Uh-huh.
See, well, wrong. You know, if you're gonna be going gross, why would you say fecal? Just say shit injection. Go for it.
Crap injection.
Yeah.
Your logic. Is sound. Unfortunately, not correct. Bah! Fecal matter injection is a real band.
Yeah.
The fake band is cum injection.
Oh, damn it!
Two celebrities score again.
I'm psyching myself out here.
See, I figured if you're going to name your band that, you probably can't even get a computer to work or anything.
Yeah, it doesn't have a good ring to it. You know what I mean?
Fecal matter injection, though, good ring to it.
Either at least, there's maybe more syllables kind of ramping up to it. I don't know.
I see like a Mexican gore grind band with vocals that are like, you know?
Fecal matter, let's see. They actually, they're a gore grind band. Well, they describe themselves as brutal death metal, but it sounded more like grind to me. Okay, here we go. Last category, round two. X marks the spot. These are band names that end with the letter X. Very simple. Band names that end with the letter X. Force-fed human earwax. Hooker spit Windex. Cancer of the larynx. Or intestinal alien reflux. Three are real. One is fake, and Dave goes first.
Do we see the
action? Yeah, I think. I'll read them for the audience one more time while you think. Force-fed human earwax, hooker spit Windex, cancer of the larynx, or intestinal alien reflux. All in with the letter X. Real?
I'm gonna go A. Force-fed human earwax.
Okay, A. Force-fed human earwax. Rob.
I really like hooker spit Windex. I hope that's a real one. I'm also going to go A, force-fed human earwax.
All right, Trevor.
I go C.
C, cancer of the larynx?
Yes.
And Sid.
I'll do intestinal alien reflux.
All right.
Can I just say, I know for sure that Hooker Spit Windex is a real band because we've played some shows with them, I'm pretty sure. I think they're from Ohio, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you are right. Hooker Spit Windex is a real band. It's the only one that wasn't chosen. The correct answer to the fake band is Force-Fed Human Earwax.
Ah,
two people scored on that one. I think it was Rob and was it Dave or Trevor?
Yeah. I believe are we 5-5? Are we tied?
Let's check the scores. And they were in the lead already, right before the break.
Smoked you guys.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to split into you know what I was thinking? Since instead of the person with the higher score, you can, between your teams, choose who you want to represent your team in the finals here.
Well, I say, since the two musicians are the ones in the lead, let's forego the rules and have them be in the final.
But then, do you want one of them to leave the room and go into the isolation chamber?
Yeah, sure.
All right, if they don't mind, I just don't want to make our guests walk out.
Yeah. I got to pee anyway.
Yeah. They're used to getting kicked out of places.
Okay. I just didn't want to, you know, assume anything. Like, hey, get out of the room here. So what I'm going to do here is read 50 bands in a row.
Trevor, I love you, by the way. It's nothing personal, but you know, I'm gonna try my best here.
Rapid fire.
At 50.
We'll call you out.
Just give me a quick real or fake. I need someone to score this for me.
Okay.
Are you going to do it? Okay. Can
I
you can you can hear me, right? Okay. Because she doesn't have headphones on.
I'm going to buy a fast. I just tell you. You help me out with that.
All right. And let me know when you're ready. I'll read the first band.
This is going to work great.
I was going to say that's why I'd rather have like Rob or somebody do it. So he can go downstairs and out the door, you know.
And then not come back.
I feel like this is rigged.
Let me know when you're ready.
And wait, I have an idea. Go Rob,
ahead.
Go stand in front of the bathroom door and yell really loudly so Trevor can hear this.
So if he's right there, and so I'm going to say a band name. And then, okay. All right. That's the isolation chamber.
Yeah.
All right. When are you ready for your first band?
Okay, let's hit it.
Shotgun Sodomy.
Real.
Real is correct. Clown Carcass.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect. Ted Bundy's Volkswagen.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect. Quadratic Equation.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Juggalo Holocaust.
Real.
Correct. Diarrhea Examiner. Let me say that properly. Diarrhea Examiner.
Real.
Real is correct. Diarrhea Vomit.
Real.
Correct. Diarrhea Till You Die.
Fake.
That one's real. Incorrect. Don't ask questions, just drink it. Fake is correct. Interstellar Fart Chamber.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Vaginal Chicken.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect. My GPS keeps getting me lost on purpose.
Real?
That's fake. Incorrect. New Mexican Erection.
Fake.
That's real.
Fuck.
Thrash band. Carnivorous Vagina.
Real.
Real is correct. Carnivorous Ejaculation.
Fake.
That's real also. Yes. All That Remains and a Bag of Chips.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Delicatessen.
Real.
Real is correct. In Each Hand, a Cutlass.
Real.
Real. Prog Rock. REO Crack Wagon.
Real.
That's fake. Correct. Wish it was real. Car Door Dick Smash.
Fake.
Real. Incorrect. Camel Toe Elvis.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Two Finger Clit Punch.
Fake.
Fake. Correct. Everything's Coming Up Millhouse.
Real.
Incorrect. That's
really?
Fake.
Wow.
Fetid Aphagic Discharge.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Steamroller Abortion.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Ed Wood.
Real.
Real is correct. Will Ferrell.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Tom Brady.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Sissy Spacek.
Fake.
That one's real.
God damn it.
Real. It's a noise band. Spoonful of Vicodin. Ass Flavor.
Real.
Real is correct. The Notorious HPV.
Fake.
That's fake. Correct. Couch Slut.
Real. Yeah, I know that. Man.
Real is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Deformed Slut.
I got to go real.
Real is correct. Volcanic Slut.
Fake.
That one's real also. Slippery Slut.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Cunt Wallop.
Real.
That one's fake. Incorrect. Cunt Scrape.
Real.
Correct. Cunt Cuntly.
Real.
Real. Deathcore. Grinder Mifflin.
Fake.
That's real. They believe they're covered on Metal Injection, actually. Office-themed grindcore band. If the Earth is really round, why does New Zealand have tacos?
Real.
No, it's fake. Incurable Misogyny.
Real.
Real is correct. Conventional Toasters.
Real.
Real. Correct. Don't Go Away Mad. Just Go Fuck Yourself.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Vaginal Mustard.
Fake.
Real. Incorrect. Technical Death Metal.
Technical Death Metal.
It is. I couldn't believe it either. Negative Slug. Negative Slug.
Real.
Real is correct. Paving the Chocolate Highway.
Real.
Fake. Incorrect. Guttural Queef.
Real.
Real is correct. Nostril Caverns.
Real.
Real. Correct. And the final one, the Splatter and Gore Department.
Real.
Real is correct. What's the total, please? 29. Yeah, 29 out of 50. Very well done. Yeah. Excellent. We're ready for trip. I didn't hear you. What? Oh, did you score it or no?
Yeah.
Like, what'd you get? Take the average of two. On 29 sounds right. You killed it. You got a lot of those correct. I'm going to read these in reverse order just in case, because he wasn't that far out. So if there were any, like, you know, patterns picked up there. Are we ready? Trevor's back from the isolation booth.
My friend just texted me, and they said that Everything's Coming Up Millhouse is a band. Apparently, they have a Facebook page,
really?
But I don't know if it fits the criteria.
It might not fit the criteria because they all have to be somewhat in the at least rock, and they also have to have a video that plays a song.
Okay.
So there were a lot of bands that have, like, a presence online,
right,
but there are no songs available, and I eliminated them.
Okay.
But I didn't even see anything. I searched really hard for Everything's Coming Up Millhouse. We can throw a point on you.
We'll see how Trevor does.
You know what? Since we got a complaint, let's remove that. I'll skip over it, and we'll do 49 questions, and we'll take 1 point off, and we'll count that one for Trevor. Okay? Let me know when you're ready. I'll give you your first question, and you're just gonna say real or fake. Okay?
Hold on.
Now I'm ready.
Here we go. The splatter and gore department.
Real.
Real is correct. Nostril caverns.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect. Guttural queef.
Real.
Correct. Paving the chocolate highway.
Fake.
That's fake. Correct. Negative slug.
Real.
Correct. Vaginal mustard.
Fake.
No, that's real. Incorrect. Don't go away mad. Just go fuck yourself.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Conventional toasters.
Fake.
That's real. Damn. Incorrect. Incurable misogyny.
Real.
Real is correct. If the earth is really round, why does New Zealand have tacos?
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Grinder Mifflin.
Real.
Real. Correct. Cunt Cuntly.
Real.
Correct. Cunt Scrape.
Real.
Correct. Cunt Wallop.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Slippery slut.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect.
Good one.
Volcanic slut.
Real.
Real is correct. Deformed slut.
Real.
Correct. Couch slut.
Real.
Correct. The notorious HPV.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Broke your streak. Ass flavor.
Real.
Real is correct. Spoonful of Vicodin. That's real. Sissy Spacek.
Real.
Correct. Tom Brady.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Will Ferrell.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Ed Wood.
Real.
Real is correct. Steamroller abortion.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Fetid aphagic discharge.
Real.
That one's fake. Incorrect. Everything's Coming Up Millhouse. We're getting rid of that one. Two finger clit punch.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Camel toe Elvis.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Car door dick smash.
Real.
Real is correct. REO crack wagon.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. In each hand, a cutlass. Delicatessen.
Fake.
That's real. Incorrect.
Damn.
All that remains and a bag of chips.
Real.
That's fake. Incorrect. Carnivorous ejaculation.
Fake.
It's real.
Oh,
correct.
Man.
Carnivorous vagina.
Real.
Real is correct. New Mexican erection.
Real.
Real is correct. My GPS keeps getting me lost on purpose.
Real.
No, it's fake. Incorrect. Vaginal chicken.
Real.
Real. Correct. Interstellar fart chamber.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Don't ask questions. Just drink it.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Diarrhea till you die. Correct. Diarrhea vomit.
Fake.
That one's real. Incorrect. Diarrhea examiner.
Fake.
Real. Incorrect. Juggalo Holocaust.
Real.
Real is correct. Quadratic equation.
Fake.
Fake is correct. Ted Bundy's Volkswagen.
Fake.
Real. Incorrect. Clown carcass.
Fake.
Real.
Damn.
And final answer, shotgun sodomy.
Real.
Real is correct. What do we got? 30. 30 by what? Well, it'll be up by two, right? Because you actually got 28. Trevor is the winner because we took off 1 point. Wow. Amazing. What a close battle.
Congratulations.
Wow. We have a champion.
And guess what?
The adventurist wins again.
Yeah.
I believe that means who had Trevor? Do we remember?
Nope.
I see it. Lord Reindeer wins our
Reppin' Lord Reindeer.
Colombian neckbeard. I fought valiantly. But.
And you, he got the runner-up prize. We had a prize for both the runner-up and the winner. Wow, what a great game. Great. Thank you for playing, guys.
We also have some Black Dahlia Murder CDs.
Right. We have a lot of stuff
for – I believe we have one for every person who plays.
Excellent.
And Dave is going to give us his shoes.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Everyone gets a free Gargoyle SoundCloud demo.
Sick.
Well done, buddy. Thank you for indulging us in our dumb game.
Thank you for playing. Which bands can you not wait to go home and check out?
Damn, man.
Vaginal Mustard, maybe, because that just sounded so not real.
You know what we've never done before, but seems like it would be a great idea? Like, as a follow-up episode, we should do Thrash It or Trash It with, like, select bands from this game.
I'm in.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I'm always so curious what these fucking bands with these weird names sound like.
Oh, they're all going
to
be bad.
Yeah.
I would love to go through, like, because a lot of grind bands are known for doing stupid names. But anyone that's not a grind band or, like, noise, I would check out.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, like, Volcanic Slut is a thrash band.
Okay.
And there's a couple of sludge bands on. He has a couple of, like, there's one prog rock band.
Okay.
That was In Each Hand a Cutlass was a prog band.
Okay.
So, you know, New Mexican Erection is thrash. Listen to that.
Also, I have to say, I think that's the fastest we've ever gotten through the game. We did it in under an hour.
Oh, excellent.
And typically, all the other ones took an hour because we deliberate for so long. Just to be like,
I could stop and laugh at each one.
Yeah.
By the way, I did listen to Ted Bundy's Volkswagen. It was actually good. Kind of like, was it? Yeah, they're kind of like noise, like fuzzy rock, lo-fi. All right, guys, so I'll take a breath.
We did it.
And great job, Darren.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and great
job for putting that together.
Great job, Noah.
I'm sorry that I couldn't keep score. Thank you to Rochelle for being my backup.
Yeah.
It was just a little too much for me to handle.
Yep, it was a lot. It was.
Say
a lot.
Hi to him up there.
Hello.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. We'll clean up all this stuff.
It's mostly on Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Vanna Avior will get the paper towel.
The loser has to get the earth poured all over.
You know, we don't want to mess up Noah's new place. It's real valiant to you to step in front of my beer.
It's okay.
Shrinkles
if it gets on the carpet, it's the live cast carpet.
Yeah, this
it's
is,
meant
it's
to have
so
beer
fun.
Spilled on it.
There's like dog
It'll
piss
be the first.
On some places. It's fine. This is
the first of
that.
Many.
That was that sticky spot I sat in.
Yes.
Shankletown says, Cum Injection was his old OK Cupid screen name.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sure it worked out very well.
Yeah, I'm sure he had his pick of the litter.
Literally.
Cool. Well, that's our show. We're going to wrap it up early. No. We still got a little more show to go. Noah, should you and I switch?
I
feels a little weird.
I don't know. I was wondering that. I wasn't sure if I should like get comfortable in here or if we can.
I have the power now.
Yeah, it's actually Darren who can tell us if he wants that.
Okay.
We have to like shift around.
Sid, what would you say your favorite band was as we switch around?
In the game?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I think from the little lightning round there, what was it? Vaginal Mustard.
Yeah, that's the one that's just really sticking with everybody.
Yeah.
Vaginal Condiments as a whole.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at with any of that.
Did you say as a whole?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at with any of that.
So wait, I forget. Was that a real one or a fake one?
That was real.
And it was like technical of death metal.
Oh, my
too.
God.
Like not even stuck right.
Wow. From Ukraine. Vaginal.
Do you have, by any chance, them queued up? Could we hear a second Vaginal Mustard out of curiosity? No, have you ever had that before?
Unfortunately.
Kind of I like that on Bandcamp they're listed as VXMX.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake.
Oh, it's a live album. Live at the 10-11.
Rob will play some.
Is that what MXPX stood for? Mustard Pussy? The full time?
You got it?
Yeah.
A live track.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's 15 minutes.
Oh,
jeez.
No.
I guess you can't tell from the mix.
Yeah.
Well, you get it.
It sounds like a bunch of guys went to Sam Ash and recorded this on their iPhone.
There was a recorded track somewhere, but I'm going to have to belabor the point here.
I don't think they have the ammo to back that name up.
No, no, no. They need to give that back.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I found an actual. I guess they have a Christmas album.
What?
Oh, nice. The best thing about Christmas is Vaginal Mustard with you. You're on the live cast.
Alright, it's everything I thought.
Yeah, see, that's why the live thing didn't really...
That guy rules.
Let's try Jingle Bell.
I mean, can we just give them all the prizes?
Yeah.
VXMX.bandcamp.com, folks.
Everyone from now on should just win a Vaginal Mustard prize pack. Yeah. Like every prize pack is sponsored by Vaginal Mustard.
Now, is it Dijon? Is it yellow? Is it spicy?
Oh, I want to go Stone Ground.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like those really, like those big pepper balls.
Yeah.
Big pepper balls? That's a whole other band.
That's your nickname in high school,
wasn't it? Hey,
it's a big pepper balls, yeah. What were some of the other highlight bands? Let's look up a few of these.
It all went by so fast, I can't remember.
Fecal Matter Injection.
Yeah.
I was curious about that band.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
I got it.
Imagine it's all like the same guy, just doing different bands that sound exactly the same.
Oh, Fecal Matter Injection, also a Russian band.
What?
They got a few records.
Yeah, so their last album is Some Unreleased Filth. Before that is Reanimated Corpse Dump, Chainsaw Fuck, Demented Devourment.
It's like I think that's an Odilon Redon artwork. He's like like an actual, like, he's like shits on a gallery and stuff.
Mm. You think they just stole it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. That dude's been dead for a long time.
Oh. Here's a Rectal Evacuation. Oh, good. My favorite. Everything I wanted and more.
Did they just mic the toilet bowl?
I have Ted Bundy's Volkswagen queued up.
Let's play some of that.
This was a good song, actually. I'm not being sarcastic. It's called Summer Blues.
Crash it.
The cover, right?
Is this? Of what?
I mean, I hear Peter Steele singing this, I feel. No?
Could be. I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
not the best song I've ever heard. Compared to Russian fecal evacuation.
Yeah. What about those emo bands?
Oh, yeah.
The Autumn Rain, around. Melancholy or whatever. That was a real...
Okay. Rob's looking at them. Which one did you want? Autumn's... I have them all here. On my computer. Yeah, find it. Autumn Rain, Melancholy?
Yeah. That's what that's all about. hope there's some, like, is it emo or is it like
This is another Russian band.
Okay. I'm hoping like symphonic keyboards.
It would say gothic rock, I would say.
Sounds like Mortise or something.
I'll give you some song choices here. Snow. And I Want to Believe. The Tears of Autumn.
Oh, for fun.
Yeah, Tears of Autumn. Yeah.
Tears of Autumn.
Do that.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God.
I fast forward into that.
Yeah,
yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Wow, it doesn't pick up here.
Jesus.
This is the song.
The song I heard had like guitars and stuff.
Is this like a tattoo side project?
it sounds like,
really sad.
Oh, there's some rocking. It sounds like the rock is in the other room.
It's like the other studio was booked with a rock band and it's bleeding in.
Here's the same band. I want to believe. Oh, we got some growling.
Yeah, it's more like mellow, Jack.
I called it with the symphonic.
I like that they have two vocalists, a man and a woman.
Yeah, that woman is on the beginning of this.
Was that a woman or like a 12-year-old boy?
Eunuch.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. A little Vienna boys choir action going on.
Well, that's Autumn Rain Melancholy.
Okay, I looked up, I hate when elevator doors open up and a raptor appears in front of me because I couldn't believe that was a real
thing. Oh, that was real. I forgot about that. Yeah, so here's Beyond Human Extinction.
Oh!
Okay.
Running butt hairs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can we hear that one?
I believe that they're German.
I just want to say. Is this a song?
Yeah.
Is it Burning Butt Hairs?
The guy was introducing the song.
Und dieses Lied heißt.
This next one is called. Die Axt in dein Geist, Gesicht. I don't know.
This is
Burning Butter. Yes, I can dig it.
Kind of what I guess, you know. It means the axe in your face.
That would be a better band name than Burning Butt Hairs.
Yeah. Well, it got your attention. So.
Yes, that's true.
Anything else?
I looked up pigs, PX7.
And it's
literally pigs, 666 at bandcamp.com. Like,
right. They spelled it out.
Yeah. So their one album, The Wizard and the Seven Swines. Okay. 1 minute, 1 track, 21 minutes.
And what do they describe themselves as, like, genre-wise?
Like stoner doom.
Yeah. Stoner doomish.
I wrote down sludge based on my evaluation, but I didn't see where they crossed it.
That's too bad.
They also have a pretty big presence.
Oh, it looks like they're British.
I think they have a Wikipedia page.